We are moving into the business and life assessment, the business and life check section of our summer virtual retreat. And we're going to start with the business side. And I'm going to highlight some key areas of our business that, I want us to grade ourselves first before, okay, we'll do it this way. I'm going to load up a document and we're going to walk through some areas of our business. We're going to grade ourselves. We're going to prioritize where do we need to be paying attention right now or not. And then we're going to identify where we need to focus in our efforts as we step forward, as we step ahead. So There we go. Life assessment. I'm going to load this file up in PDF form. I'll also share it on the screen, but honestly, you can just do this all on paper as well. So if you just have a piece of paper, that's totally cool too. And you'll have the download and the PDF for later. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at first. So let me hide. Let me see if I can hide. Is it going to shrink it? It's shrinking it. Okay. Just look to start. There we go. At listing down the side of a piece of paper, or if you want to open the document there, what areas of business do you want to draw some attention to? Do you need to pay attention to in your business? For example, we should all have money on that list. That's something we all need to be paying attention to because we are business owners. We are running a business. There needs to be revenue, and we clearly have expenses when we're running a business. So this is an area. Is client satisfaction an area of your business that you want to be mindful of and pay attention to? This is for most of us as well. KPI tracking. Are we looking at key numbers in our business that serve as leading or lagging indicators that are going to give us a preview of how we're doing? Facebook ad conversions. How many people are in our community? Where are we trying to go in terms of how many people are in our community? What are the goals that we're working towards and what's our progress to those financial goals and otherwise? KPI tracking, team. Maybe you say, nope, I don't have a team yet. I'm not going to put this one on my list, or I'm going to cross that off right now and not focus on that right now. Or maybe you need to build your team and get some support on some key activities. Or maybe you've got a team that you need to nurture and give some love and attention to. So put that on your list if it's relevant, or keep it on your list if it's relevant. Culture. What's the culture that we are trying to create? And how I always put culture down, even if we are one culture, a one person team and solo right now, it totally impacts the way we think about culture and the way we impacts our clients and the way we engage with our clients just as much as it does a team. Sales. How are sales doing? Put sales on your list if we should look at that. Marketing. I'm always looking at marketing. Operations. How are things running, right? How is the business running? Do we want to examine and look at that? Delivery of products and or services. And then there's space on this sheet. And certainly if you think of anything and you're writing this down on paper, to add a couple of things that you think, oh, this is important to me in my business and it wasn't on there, right? SEO, maybe you wanna call out SEO. Maybe you wanna call out your e-commerce shop that you're building, right? Maybe there's another element or something else that you wanna call out here right now that you may need to draw some attention to because it's important. Now, as we look at these things, it's kind of a long list and we're kind of busy as it is, and sure, some of these things might not be getting our full attention, and that's okay because we're going to prioritize. So now we're going to look at the priority level. And when you prioritize, if you have 10 things on your list in your areas of importance, you are going to have 10 options to prioritize. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Say you've got 4 priorities, and you can only use each number once, with number 1 being the most important in this example, down to number 10, 4, 7, whatever that number is for you, being the least important. Yes, let me reload it for you, Jerianne. You can write this down on paper or let me load up the file. You got it. You got it. Thanks for asking. All right, life assessment coming up. So write down those areas of your business that are important, that require your attention, and then prioritize one through whatever, using each number only once. Using each number only once. So I'm gonna see if I can easily annotate here. I think I sure. Oh, no, don't want that. Oh, sorry. Didn't turn on the music. You've got me singing instead. Humming along. That's not good. Okay. Where's my little annotate? Well, I'm just going to put some text in here then instead. Okay. So money. All right, so as we prioritize here, remember to use each number only once. I gotta get over here. I know what my 1, 2, 3s are. For what needs my attention right now. And, this is where I want to use a double number. Resist the urge. And some of them might be tied together. Let's see. We're good there right now. KPI tracking. Yeah. Okay. All right. Just give me a note in the chat when you are, yes, exactly, Harley. Delivery is how you deliver your service, your product. Operations is the behind the scenes. And if you look at these slightly differently, scratch things off, rearrange things. I look at it as operations, the whole, how's the business running overall? How are our systems flowing? Versus delivery is very specifically focused on, are those products and services getting delivered effectively? And do we need to make updates there? Do we need to make changes there? And there might be some overlap, right? For example, in the photography business, we're looking to change our shopping cart system. I'm putting that, I'd sort of look at that as a delivery line item because it impacts delivery of the experience and enabling us to get those products in. And with that shopping cart update system, we're going to move to Shopify. Delivery of products, shipping labels, you know, all of those things will be much more streamlined and in one place and in one hub. So yeah, for sure. You are so welcome. I'm glad that download is helpful. And then is, okay, so still some prioritizing happening. Good. Keep going with that. That's fabulous. Take your time. And then operations. Yeah, lots going on there. All those systems part. I'd put probably more in operations, like I said, the system stuff, then Infusionsoft integrations, Zapier integrations to Slack, how are we managing those things, et cetera. Ooshay, it was an eye opener. Did you keep going to grade yourself?
Nope, I don't want to know the answer.
You don't want to know? I love it. Okay, we're going to go to the next stage. I am so glad. So I've only got 5 priorities. If you didn't prioritize everything because you're like, actually, no, I'm not giving that attention right now, that is totally okay. We don't want to overwhelm and we don't want to overcommit. We have a tendency to do that. You are not alone. Then after you prioritize, you're going to grade yourself. You could grade yourself in all of the areas if you want, or you can grade yourself in, right, those specific areas that you have prioritized. All right. See. Oh boy. And here at sales, I'm not talking about like the cash register ringing. I'm talking about sales flow and funnel. So you might create a lens for yourself that's much more specific. These are very broad words. We personalize them for our business. But if I talk about the faucet. You might even have a subcategory. Like I've got a overall, I mean, I'm probably being hard on, I'm being a little bit hard on myself today because I'm feeling motivated now to make some changes and to get all these things in action. So I'm being extra. But actually the faucet might even be in, it's a D. We've got some foundation laid. This grading system is tough to see. Yes. And don't, it's not, like, it is what it is, right? There's no judgment. There's no shame. There is, don't even worry about it. But let's use this as a tool. So after you grade yourself, what we're going to do is we're going to identify where we are taking action. Now, let's say you ranked client satisfaction as a number one. And you just did an assessment or you just talked to your 10 top clients and you know that, oh my gosh, like I just got raving reviews. I feel really strong. So actually I'm an A here, or maybe I'm a B or I'm a C, or I want to check in more and I need to collect more data. So that's why I'm a B or a C right now, or I'm an F because I just got some reviews that show me I'm an F. But that's not going to be the case for anyone here, but right. I want you to identify, like this could be a priority for any number of reasons, and you are shaping the lens in which you grade yourself. So if you feel like, I don't know, where should this be? Should this be a priority or not? Or should I grade myself here or not? And you want some guidance, we could absolutely support in that. But also, this helps us see that, hey, if this is a number one priority, and I just talked to 10 clients, and I've got a client satisfaction feedback process in place, and I'm getting that feedback, and I'm making adjustments, right? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good here. We're not going to focus our attention right now. It's a high priority, and you scored high. So we're going to move on to number two. Okay, marketing. It's a high priority, and McHugh, you're scoring low. And on this faucet you're building, You're not feeling it yet. No, I'm not feeling it yet. We made some progress, but it's nowhere near this vision in my head. That's where I should be focusing. And that aligns directly with sales activity, right? So if you've got an A on your number one priority, move on to the next one. If you've got a B or a C, that's where you're gonna start. And you're going to look at what action you need to take. So it could be as simple as ask my clients how they are, right? Ask my clients how they are. Ask my clients what they need. It could be set up review process for products or services. Oh, Sammy, are you out there? Sammy was just setting this up for some products and a client that she works with. And I've got some samples to send Sammy because I just made some purchases on products and they sent me an email. Hey, you just bought this product. Hey, this product is on its way to you. Hey, this product has been delivered. Will you take time to make a review? One button in the thing, click over, a space to enter the review. Super clean, super simple. Right? So you may want to simplify some things. You may want to make it so it's automated and it's ongoing. But identify what that action step will be for you. All right. And I'm going to say, take your top three areas of focus and identify your action step for your top three areas of focus. Right. Okay. Identify action step. So I've got, right, if I've got a B or a C here, I'm going to identify it for client satisfaction. If I've got a B or a C or a D here on my number two, I'm going to set that up for action. And I'm going to set this up for action here. Let's see. And I am going to come back to priorities 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 a little bit later. We're going to not boil the ocean. We're going to do what is right on time, and we're going to be focused, and we're going to prioritize. And I know for me, just to give you some additional examples, marketing. I mean, we are preparing for the planathon, so that would be on the top overall. But also, on my faucet, I need to write a chat flow. Conversation flow, chat flow, chat, conversation flow. Da, 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 da. And then that directly ties to this with my chat flow. Initiate. All right. And then we did here, just we're doing survey. And conversations and connection. So what will your action steps be? And notice, I don't have all of the steps written down here because the planathon's got, you know, hundreds of action steps that we need to take, but that is going to get some focus right now. We don't want to lose sight of what is going to get our focus right now. All right. Any questions on this? I'm going to take down the screen for a minute and I'm going to check in and see how our prioritization is going. Eye opener from Shay. Harley said it's tough to see. I get it. I feel it. Not too much pressure. It just is. And it's a framework now for us to use to identify where we're going to take action. Any other reflections or ahas out there? Definitely helps you focus. Good. Focus it in, focus it in, focus it in. And I know out here, I'm thinking about like, oh, we really need to do this. We really need to do this. We really need to do this. But what are our priorities? Do we need to do that right now? And this helps to identify first, second, third. Affirmed. So good. I love it when that happens. Janine affirmed that she is using her energy where she needs it. So good. Good to see laid out a lot of what you need to do. Oops, that popped. Wait, moved on me. Yes, there we go. Need to do is making sure you're blocking the time and the schedule for your priorities. Yeah, anybody else? Yeah. Totally. I love this group. Fresh is the right word for how your mind feels when you come. Oh, good. Fresh. Ah, refreshing, refocus, fresh, fresh. I love that. It was nice to see you're going in the right direction with your business. Sad to see some of the stuff like marketing, sales, operations being so low. Yeah, right? Okay. All right. Well, set. Got to refocus there. A little bit at a time. A little bit at a time. I cannot emphasize that enough. Like the boiling of the, and I'm feeling it. Like I had a little bit of that happening this month. Like all of the things. Focus, bring it back, block the time, go back to the basics, like what works. Yeah. And I'm working on my top ones now with your coming launch. So it's feeling good, feeling good. Yes. There's a song, Feeling Good, isn't it? That was not the tune for that song. Okay. Got to get some other A's before you can shift into that stuff. It's hard. It's so tied to revenue generation, huge part of the business. Well, and look at that, right? Look at, okay, wait a second. I said, these are my priorities. These are really important. Are these the right priorities or do I need to adjust? Because sometimes we may need to shift our priorities based on what is happening globally. We may need to shift our priorities based on what's happening in a microcosm in our market. We may need to shift our priorities based on what's happening in our family, right? Hey, oh, Matt's going back to, I don't know when he's going back into the office, but you know, when he goes back into the office, I got to get some stuff done before you go into the office and I'm home all day with the girls, right? So that's going to shift my priorities and that's going to give me a lot of leverage to lock myself in a room. But my priorities are absolutely shifting based on what's happening in our microcosms and then in our macrocosms at any given time. So it's okay for priorities to change. What I want to emphasize is that when we change our priorities, we know what's happening and we're intentional about it versus just being, I don't know, shiny object, like blowing in the wind, spinning all around, being all over the place. So as long as we're intentional about it, yes, go, shift, 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 shift. Okay, now we're going to change gears and we're going to flip to the life side of things. And I'm going to pull up page 2 in our life assessment summer retreat. Now, I don't actually use this printable for this. I just do this reflection in a notebook. And the first step that we are going to take is draw a circle. If you're going to do this not on the piece of paper, but in a notebook, draw a circle and divide it into 8 pies. One circle, 8 pies. And then I want us to identify, what are those top areas in our life that we want to be giving attention to at any given time on any given day? Those areas, to give you some ideas and some brainstorms. Maybe you want to write all your brainstorms on the side first and then pick out the 8 that you're actually going to move into the circle. But you may think about career, right? Overall is our career, business, those goals. You may look at business separate from career. You may look at aspects of the business. Hobby, food you eat, fun, leadership, travel, relationship with partner or others, sports, movement, wellness, activity, wealth, love, parents or parental role, if you are in a parental role, family, school, writing that book, general. You may just have a general sort of catch-all bucket like I do. You may have a health and fitness bucket. I combine health and fitness and overall wellness. I actually write it down as wellness now to take in consideration, what food am I eating? Am I doing things to help keep me well, to keep my migraines away, all those things, getting sleep, right? Everything's bundled in that for me. Money. I manage the money in our house. With that in mind, I check on our financial situation on a regular basis. And when I don't, anxiety peaks, spikes, just a little situational spike, sometimes bigger. Review on a regular basis so I build ease in. And I can look, if I haven't checked in on this area in a couple weeks, I'm like, oh, something feels off. Family, I mentioned that, but that's also on my list. Number one priority, core value, and we pull that into everything. Clients. So separate from business, because I have a business category, I think about and consider my clients specifically. How might they be feeling? Is something happening in the world where I need to shift how I'm showing up and supporting? Who did I nurture and connect with this week? Is there someone missing that's got something extra going on that I need to reach out or check in? Business, what's my contribution to my business and overall business performance? How do I feel about how things are running? Soul fuel is another one I look at. What do I do to nurture my soul? If I skimp on this area in life for too long, I get extra crabby. And sometimes it's just going for a walk. Sometimes it's meditating. Sometimes it's getting in community, turning up the music, connecting. And white space. And by that, I mean space where there's nothing on my calendar. Where is that time where there's no block? I've got purple, I've got blue blocks, I've got green blocks. Where is there nothing? And do I have enough nothing time? Because I need that time to stay energized, to refocus, reprioritize. Now, not too much time, because then I'll start, whoa. Still need some structure, as we've talked about here today. So as you identify your 8 areas, put them on the circle. Has everyone identified your 8 areas? All right, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, good, 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 good. And then this part's simple. The next part, well, simple in terms of execution. It may take a little bit more thought. It may be, where do I assess myself here? But get creative with this. Color it in, put dots in there, fill it up, lines, whatever. Mine, I don't have this one next to me right now. But use all sorts of patterns. You can get creative in this space, but fill in your fulfillment in each one of these areas. Your personal fulfillment and satisfaction in each one of these areas. So here is an example. You've got your top eight, you're seeing the whole thing. I was gonna try and make it small, but it doesn't. Oh my gosh, you're seeing all my tabs too. Again, the shame. Let me zoom this in. There we go. Okay, perfect. Fill in, all right. This is actually, well, this is my business category. Usually my business goes right about there. Clients go right here, right? Okay, I didn't play all out in business this week, or I was on vacation, so I certainly didn't play all out this week, but that's okay, right? I make a note, that's okay. I'm gonna come back stronger, better, readier, faster, right? More on my toes and engaged because I took that time. So it's not necessarily bad if it's lower, right? It's just a point of reflection. So fill in those spaces to reflect how fulfilled you are with how you are showing up in those areas at any given time. How fulfilled are you around soul fuel, right? Did I get enough? Nope, I didn't get enough this week. I'm not feeling it. I need some more. So you might only fill up a tiny piece of that pie, right? Or you might leave just a tiny piece open because I did pretty good. There's still a little ways to go. Or no, I checked in on all my money. There's a few outstanding things down here that I need to focus on, so you might leave some space. So take that time to do a reflection now on your areas of life that you identified, right? And there they are, all a sample, all filled in. Oh, my soul feel was second. Business and clients were down there. That's right. Did I have enough time for nothing? Did I get enough soul fuel? Did I nurture my business? Or nope, I was on vacation. In a way, that's nurturing. But no, didn't really think, do too much there right now. Clients checked in, followed up, highly engaged. My Facebook comments are working again. So I can actually reply on that sales page post. killing me, Facebook. This probably has something to do with it right here. All of those things up top. Money. Yep, good. Health and fitness. Man, I got movement 5 times this week. And I ate well. And allergies didn't kick in. And there were no migraines. That would be awful for me. Awful. Family, all right, half there. I wasn't fully present with them. I didn't give them a heads up that I had XYZ happening this week. And in general, you know, it wasn't perfect, but I'm feeling pretty good, feeling okay about how things turned out. And I use a general bucket just as an overall assessment, in part to remind myself that, you know, just because I didn't go all in one area, or I didn't give myself a perfectly filled pie at any given time, things are still really okay. So again, that for me comes back to perspective. Or, oh no, they're not. I'm way down. And if I'm way down on a regular basis, like, oh, I gotta look at that. I wanna examine that a little bit more closely. So a simple framework, it's all over. This just gives a lens on how I look at this. You know, if you Google it, and many of you have seen it, many of you have likely used it in practice before, the Wheel of Life. I call it our reflect and rise circle, space and time every Friday to look and reflect in these areas of life, and a framework to reflect in addition to looking at numbers and KPIs, but this gives another spin to it. So then each Friday, it was Janelle, who's with us in Fresh right now too, and in Accelerate. She said, I feel like I need to do this not just once a year or twice a year, but I need to do this monthly. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. And it was in that moment hearing her reflection that I turned this into a weekly review. So I'll look every Friday, how are we doing? And I'll make some notes. And I'll primarily make some notes on, all right, if something's really good or if something's not so good, or I want to highlight so I can look back and see trends and patterns and watch myself and look where to calibrate and monitor. So I'm going to pause sharing and ask, how is your circle looking? Are there any areas that you want to draw attention to? Bye, Jess. Daycare pickup. Have a good one. So great to see you. Ratings are all in areas always fairly low. You rated the general higher to feel better. Yeah. You know, and it's Harley, we've talked about this before too, but grace, 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 gift yourself grace. General might mean be grace for you. Like, where am I? Because you, I mean, I could go on and on about the things that you're doing and the accomplishments that we see. And sometimes when you're in it, it's harder to see. But grace galore. Grace galore. Lori likes the idea of white space. Yeah, sometimes I do nothing. Who was it? Oh, it was Anne on an open studio last week. She's like, I might recommend, she recommended to someone and her clients sometimes that you just lay on the floor and look at the fan to reset. So yes. Sometimes, I might just lay on the floor, and I didn't have a fan in Ethiopia, so I'd be laying on the floor just listening to the sounds outside, and sometimes I'll do like a slow exercise. I'm much better with slow movement and slow exercise, and then in between, I just sit there. Yeah, so it might be nothing. It's space to think. It's space to reflect. It's space to play. It's space to meditate. I built my meditation practice in that time. And now I can just tune back into meditation anytime. That was a great realization on Monday. I practiced probably 6 to 8 months in Ethiopia to really dial in my meditation practice. And then Monday when I sat down to do it again, I'm like, oh, easy. Like I got a flow around it. So yeah, anything, nothing. Ease, ease, ease. And that's also a mindset shift. It took me a while to come down when I got to Africa. And like I shared that it's a lot easier to do in Africa when you're removed from all Facebook advertising targeting. You're removed from many pressures that we have when we're in, right, many of our home bases, as it may be. And it took me maybe 6 to 8 months to like, oh, I could start to chill out. Like, okay, you're on a new schedule. You're on a new routine. Adjust and adapt to that. And I was feeling a lot of guilt for a long time of when our nannies were there helping the kids or they were doing something like, I should be awake. I should be doing something too. And they're like, do you ever sleep? I'm like, oh, okay, good. Thank you. Could I go take a nap? So yeah, it just became anything, nothing. And it took a little while. Health? Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I agree. You are an encouragement to me. That is beautiful, Janine. Janine DeHarley. Health with consistent yoga, HIIT practice, expanding friendships, community, meeting like-minded people.
Yes.
So big. A lot of energy into business, not much anywhere else. That could be part of it. Yes. Oh, and the business is exhausting and fuel can come from some of these other places as we make that transition. Fuel, ideas, brainstorms, and energy. And when we pour back into our business, the spark, like it's already there. Feel good being removed from social media stuff living overseas. Yes, that exactly. Oh, yeah, the balance is hard in times of growth. All right, we've got some reflections. We've got some ahas. We've got some shifts. And we've got some confirmation in some areas that we're on the right track. And we've got strong foundations. Every single person here, every single fresh CEO has strong foundations to build upon. It is an evolution in these areas as we're looking at the whole pie, but in every piece of those areas, as we're building launch strategies, as we're building marketing, as we're building new sales opportunities, we're iterating constantly, and it's an evolution. We're continually, incrementally going to build one thing upon the next. So we'll bite size, break down, keep it going. Now with that in mind, I'm going to turn on a little music. Please don't stop the music. Oh, I got to find some calmer music though. I had a feeling, a hype motivation track going. Let me get my pure focus. There we go. Now, in the next couple of minutes, we're going to take 3 minutes, and then we can go longer if we need it, to look at 1 month, 1 month from now, not to the end of the year, because whoa, but 1 month from now, what is one thing you want to have accomplished 1 month from now? As you look back and think about your business areas of focus, if you look and think about your 6-week plan, your 90-day plan, depending on which model you're working in right now, what is something that you want to make sure you get done in the next month by the end of August? Let's say by the end of August. Oh, music was playing the whole time. I just didn't know it. What is something we want to make sure and we want to hold each other accountable to? Continuing our accountability, and we want to follow up on and make sure we keep the focus on this over the course of the next month so we can drive to outcomes, we can drive to results in a meaningful, mindful, and intentional way. Launch my website. And as you identify what that thing is, yes, let's light up the chat with those things that we want to get done in the next month. Next month, new month, next month. You know what I mean. You got it. We got it. And if you've got a metric, if you've got a goal that you're working towards over the next month that you want to tie to it, bring it on. Bring it on. Let's capture that too. Or if it's a big project milestone, like let's just launch the website. Perfect. I love it. Mine is, in addition to all the things that we're prepping for the planathon, I want to reset and finish the reset on our content space. I've got a extra, a really maybe slightly unattainable goal of getting that done by the end of August. It's going to depend on the team, but realistically that's getting done in September, but I want my part and I want everything to be handed off in August. And I want to write that conversation flow that I mentioned next to sales and marketing content. Jerry Ann's going to launch the workshop. Yes. And 1 hour bookkeeper, love that name, after a month of getting leads from Facebook ads. Perfect, perfect. 4 weeks of lead gen, 4 weeks of engagement, and launch the workshop in 1 hour bookkeeper. So good. Francis is full on promotion of my profit planner. The Boss Shop, yes, will be up and running with at least 5 products in it. So good. So good. You are totally going to throw people for a loop when they're like, the Boss Shop. Where's the other S? What does that stand for? What's going on there? I love it. I love it. Full on promotion. Oh, I read that one. Let's hope. Yes. Yeah, I love it. Oh, Francis. And I also saw the ad for the other thing that I think would be just some interesting market research for you. It keeps coming up. It's going to come up again. I'm fully retargeted right now on all things. So I'll capture that for you when I see it next. All right. Let's see it. Let's see it. I know. I threw in an extra in there too, Harley. Go. Iron out culture for simple website revamp and aligning myself moving forward. Get at another revenue stream up and running. Tiny offer. Love it. Kristen King, build out soulful community with my membership and get back to center for myself by reviving my nightly yoga routine. Yes. Denora, have 80% of the launch of website and one service. Yes, 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 yes. So good. So good. All right. Our 3 minutes are up. Are you? Okay, who are we missing? Who are we missing? Janine, what's the focus for the month ahead? Do-do-do, shy. I think you might be typing. Is yours coming? The focus for the month ahead. Danny J? I think I saw Brittany's. Yes. Jerry Ann's we've got. And Shay's is there. The whole course to be moved over to LearnDash and funnel finished. Yes. We're going to keep Katrina busy this month. Katrina's helping us both on a couple of projects around this. It's heating up. Poor thing, all at once. I'm like, okay, we've got a whole lot to do. I love it. Consistent exercise, consistent social posting, getting a handle on analytics. Yes, yes, yes. I love those, Janine. And I love you've got a few things, but they're in different areas of life. Beautiful. Danny J, 2 webinars. Yes. I love that. Your eyes got lost in the 2020 workbook. Wait, did I send the 2020 workbook? Did I send the Reflect and Rise? You did. Oh, okay, good. Did I post the wrong link? I've got the Reflect and Rise link. Okay, good. I was hoping that's what it was. 30 days to launch. Yes. Okay. These are some big goals. We're going to hold each other accountable to these. I'm downloading our results from the 2-day writing retreat. I am downloading what we are holding each other accountable to for the 30 days, a month, well, 30 days and a little extra, the month ahead. And we are going to keep circling back to these. And then we can invite anyone who wasn't here in our virtual retreat to identify something they want to get done in the next 30 days. And I want to invite you, when you post your Monday check-ins every single Monday, what's my progress to this goal that I am focused on right now? Am I 5%? Am I 10%? Am I 50% of the way there? Because by about the 50% of the time frame mark, I want to be about 50% done with the work as well. So we can keep tracking that and pace ourselves. We don't have to rush to this finish line and get it all done in the next week, but we want to pace ourselves and be steady as we move to completion on this project. Oh, it gives you a search bar. Okay. You know what? It's probably not you, actually. I have got all the tech stuff happening over here right now. I will post this. I'm going to reopen it on my end if it will open. Let's see. I will post it in the group. Oh, no. It's not just you. Although Drive and Rise has been taking a little extra time for me these days. There we go. Okay, this link should be better. Nope, that doesn't look better, actually. Hold on 1 second. What is happening? This link looks better. There we go. That link should work. And that's the official share link. I think I probably grabbed a wrong link based on what just happened there. I know exactly what I did. And I'll get that up in the group as well. But that is a reflection of the process of the Reflect and Rise that I want to invite you to do every Friday as well. Check in. How am I doing progress to goal? How's this life area? Woohoo! Okay, good. That opened. And so we've got, what are we going to be doing? What's going to be done 1 month from now? Before we separate, I want to ask and I want to share your biggest take, and I'm not talking one word. This can be more than one word. I got to change it. I got to have a different takeaway. What was a lesson, a nugget, something you've got from the last 2 days, or someone, maybe you heard something from someone. Let's highlight that before we bring today and our Reflect and Rise to a close. Woo. We're going to, and I'm going to call out some things I heard before too. We're going to turn on the music. I got a set to do post retreat. Turn on the music. Create time to plan, I heard as well. Leave time to plan. Create blank space to do nothing. Yes, nothing, nothing, nothing. Yeah, good. Harley shared the life assessment as a spreadsheet in a Google document. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Let me see that sucker. Woo! Anything in spreadsheet forms. Wonderful. There it is. Ooh! Oh, 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 there you go. Yes! You know, and this could also be, you could do a new tab for every week, or you could make this, you have a running tally. Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Spreadsheet version. So good. So good. Okay. Well, that's a good takeaway. Focus on balancing life. Plan no more than 3 things per category per day. Yes. The spreadsheet admirers. All right. Set myself up to use my time most efficiently. Music, permission. That's good. Make spreadsheets for a living. You'd be living the dream. Focus on the new month only. Denora, that's huge. That's huge. Woo! 1 month. We got 1 month, not 5, because who knows what's going to be happening. And after this 1 month, Shy might know, actually. You're like, I know. I love it. 1 month. Carve out a small chunk of time. You can get your biz stuff done working around the kids, home, full-time job. Beautiful. Keep carving out that new time. Keep the focus. So good. So good. So good. All right. Now, we're going to do our one word takeaway, the official one word takeaway in the chat to fully bring today to a close. But I'm going to turn on some music and I am definitely going to hang out for a little bit as we wrap up today and shift back out of retreat mode into, I'm talking about it as going into the real world. When I'm in retreat mode, I kind of operate a little bit differently even when we're virtual. So step back into the real world with our focus and our takeaways. A little renewed motivation. Hold on, I got to go back to the fun music. Okay, let's see what we got here. Confidence for Lori. Oh, so good. Back to the intention. Completion. Yes. Getting it done. Proud. Refocus. Good, Danny. Love it. Intention. Breathe and action. Challenged. Oh, you are so up for the challenge too. Okay. Here. So up for the challenge. Now you need to run. Go, go, go before the program is done. So good. Yes. All right, all right. Oh, breathe in action. I had to read that again. That was good. I'm going to share a little bit of, oh, hopefully, oh wait, let me adjust my volume so it doesn't blare when I share. Brace yourselves. Oh. Did it go loud? All right, good. Okay. Grace and permission. I love that you have the permission in there too. When Janine said that, I was like, yes, I didn't know I needed it, but apparently I did right now. Poor Gaga. You're using your sprint to get to know Chromatica. What? I have no idea what that is. I love it. Okay. Oh, I have not listened to her new album yet. Just got my headphones back. I left them. I left my jean jacket, my headphones with Lily in California. She mailed them back, so that I'm putting in my ears. That new album. Started podcasts. Got audiobooks loaded up. Stupid Love. Ooh. All right. Thank you all so much for showing up, for being here as a part of this virtual retreat, for connecting with each other, connecting here with me, because this is fuel. When we can come together and we do this together, total renewal. I'm so glad you joined too, Denora. Awesome seeing you. The energy you bring, right? Even if we're not engaging and connecting every moment, when we step away to write, knowing that we are doing this together is everything. That accountability is powerful. That accountability is so helpful. So we're gonna take this energy, woo, cool. Song change, tune change, and we're gonna carry this forward over the next month. You are not doing it alone. Yes. Thank you again. Thank you for being here. We're going to follow up. We're going to stay accountable on those takeaways. They are in print. Cat's Count is so successful. That was good. And if anyone has questions, if anyone's stuck on anything, totally here for it. Can chat about anything now, anything really, in a little virtual retreat wrap up happy hour. Happy water. That's my happy hour. My green tea happy with too. People care about you and your progress. It helps so much. Yes. True. Yeah. Something else magical happened during our retreat. Ooh. Our retreat. Someone messaged me and said, hey, do you want to get together at Mastermind soon? I'm like, yes, right? That not doing it alone. Yes, let's banter. Let's collaborate on what we've got shaky and brainstorm a little bit. So no, reach out to people one-on-one as well. She's like, you know, they're working on something. I think we could probably help each other. Nicole and I set up a Zoom chat for Friday at noon. We're going to do a little brainstorming on that sales conversation. Likely that I'm already in action on, and then whatever she's catching in. I love the songs that you don't even need to know the words, you just rock it out, whatever it is. That is this song for me. New album out. This is how out of I am. And then I gotta make a switch over to Wiggly Work. And it had my. here if you think of any questions. Also here for one final dance.
Okay, I have a question.
All right.
You knew I would, I'm sure.
I love it.
Okay, so I am in the process of redoing my website and getting that ready to go. I also am in the process of doing like a tiny offer, kind of, you know, with the Planathon re-edit, I think, Planathon edit.
Yes, yes, from Allie.
Yeah, and so doing one of those to get, you know, people, like what she was talking about, getting people on the email list and making them pay for it, which sounds so aggressive. even the dogs started barking. They're like, whoa, calm down. and so right now I have a email list, and I was going to put out a free opt-in up just because I am still working on the tiny offer, and I'm going to do like this promotion, a group on Friday, because they invited us to do so, and it's like full of my ideal client. So it obviously makes sense to do that. Mm-hmm. And so my thought was, if I had a free opt-in and a paid opt-in, and this might just be ridiculous and me doing too much work and me overthinking, so definitely call me out on that. But if mm-hmm. you sign up for free, what I did before was I had like a monthly email that was like a summary, like here's some things I talked about on social media, here's some dates you need to worry about. Whereas if it was paid, I would want to provide more value and have like two emails a month, which would be a little bit more substantial than a summary. And so mm-hmm. I wonder, I guess, I don't know if that makes sense to go that route and have like two different kinds of like email lists and funnels, kind of, because the free opt-in, like what she was talking about, like the paid opt-in, they're kind of warmer than like mm-hmm. a free opt-in. And so it would be like different marketing. And I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if that's right.
Yeah. I mean, I still think even with a tiny offer, having a free opt-in is not a bad thing. So, cause you're going to promote things differently as well, right? They have different promotion strategies. Potentially you'll engage with those communities a bit differently. I think you can absolutely do both. Now, the question I would have is priorities, right? So is the free offer ready to go?
Yeah, I already have it. I would just need to put it on my website.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's low hanging fruit, probably a couple of hours, like to get that buttoned up. And then you can weave it into the marketing that you're doing anyway, right?
Yeah, for sure. And then that way I was thinking I could have it lead to the tiny offer.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. There are a couple of different ways to come up. To come at that. And I love it. And that also aligns with the welcome sequence you were building, right?
Yeah, I was doing the welcome sequence for the tiny offer. So I think I can sort of adjust things and shift it to be different, but also for the free one.
That's great. Yeah, spot on.
Okay. And so it would make sense to have like those two different, I guess, groups of email subscribers and to email differently.
You know, it's interesting because let me summarize what I think I heard there. And that is, you were thinking of, for the people who get the free offer, send them one email a week?
A month.
And for people who get the paid offer, send them?
Two emails a month. And the one that's the one time a month would be like a summary, like here's some stuff that I posted about or something interesting you need to know about. Here's some dates that are coming up.
You know, I think you, for the whole audience, you can send two a month. If you're going to write them both anyway, you could absolutely just send it. Because two a month is not a ton. Unless, were you thinking it's completely different content?
Sort of, yeah. And so maybe that's where there's a disconnect. I have like brainstorms here. So I guess I'm not an expert in marketing, so that's why I've been kind of like tripped up a little bit. But for the paid, like if you have paid me money and you ended up on my email list, I feel like I should give you a little bit more value than the ones that just gave me an email address, you know, for a free thing. And maybe that's wrong.
Well, but they are, the people who paid are getting a product, right? So they are getting the extra value in the product that they purchased. You may segment those audiences differently for a reason, right? You may decide all of these people bought with me. They're a little bit warmer. So I'm going to test this new offer with them. There may be different things that you do, but for this specific thing, if you are creating two value-based pieces of content a month for your marketing, for your community, I just send it to everyone. Plus it's a tiny offer anyway, right? So they're getting the value from that offer that is value packed, right? And the price point's incredible. And they're getting the value in the offer that you deliver to them. And then I would leverage the marketing that you're creating to share with everyone. And then every now and then you might say, this is something extra because you purchased XYZ or because it's an add-on to this product. Like if you make updates later, there are all sorts of things you could do with that community. But, and then on the same side, you may look at people who haven't bought yet and introduce them to that tiny offer, the value, right? Every now and then, like, hey, I noticed that you don't have XYZ yet and it's tax season is coming up. You may want to write whatever that is. But yeah, you're okay because you're already giving them value.
Okay. All right. I guess that makes sense. And yeah. Okay. And that's less work for me. So I like mm-hmm. that.
Totally.
Okay. I guess, okay, but so I just have one more question then if nobody else has a question or if you don't mind.
Yeah, bring it.
So I launched my quarterly tax estimate. I don't even know words today. This I shouldn't have done writing for 2 days. I took all my words from me. So I launched my quarterly tax estimate course, you know, last month, beginning of this month. I don't know dates either. And I've gotten feedback that the value is way higher than I'm charging. I got some feedback saying that the sales page made people feel like they didn't need to hire somebody to help them, but then the price made them feel like they still needed to hire somebody to help them. And so I'm encouraged to increase it. And right now it's $75 and I've been encouraged to increase it to like $250, $300.
Yeah.
And I'm really uncertain how to do that without looking bad. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I charged $75, but now I'm going to, you know, do three times what it was for reasons, or mm-hmm. I don't understand how to make that shift without looking sleazy and like I'm trying to take advantage of people.
Yeah, great. I've totally been there and totally get it. And what I find in these situations is to go back to what's true first. So what is true? And then let's build upon that. Cause then we remain in integrity and it feels real and it's authentic. And what is true is that you've gotten feedback that the value for this product is above and beyond. With that, and actually I might let people know first that you will be adjusting the pricing to align, not all the way up to the value that it is, right? Because we know if somebody was paying to get this done every quarter and what that would be, but you'll be updating the pricing to reflect the value. And if you've included anything new in it, if there are bonuses and I made these additions, et cetera, you could highlight that as well. And I always love to give people one last opportunity to take advantage, to get in on this special, to join before you make the pricing adjustment. So I think that's another great time to let people know, I'm going to be making this change. I received incredible feedback, and we're going to make some updates, and I've already made some updates, and coming with that, you're going to see a pricing change. But I want you to be able to, because you are a part of my community, I want you to be able to grab this now.
Okay. Yeah, I was planning on letting people know, you know, so that way they weren't surprised, or if anybody was trying to, was thinking about getting it and they're like, oh no, I'm slacking. And
yeah, exactly. So. Yep.
Okay. All right. Awesome. And I did have plans for other things I was going to add to it as well. So awesome sauce.
Yeah, it's good. Ooh, I'm excited, Harley.
Me too. And I'm nervous and I got imposter syndrome, but I'm trying to work through it and just pretend it doesn't exist.
I totally get it. Oh my gosh. Yep. Still comes up.
Yeah.
Always, forever. Oh, yeah, good. One month. You're going to have some good stuff brewing. Absolutely. We're going to be checking in like 3 times a week until then too. But I like the idea that we're all coming back together in 1 month with some big goals.
Oh, thank you, Denora. And thank you, Amber, obviously, for giving me feedback.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime. Anytime. Yeah. And speaking of, Kristen, I also looked at your sales page. It's beautiful. The words are yes. So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Good copy. What do you think?
Yeah, the copy is great.
Okay, cool.
Like, this is so minuscule. The minuscule bit of feedback I had is there's one section where you're listing what's included.
Yeah.
I might bold some of it because it was just a lot of text. It's a big list. I'm like, wait, where should my eyes go on this one? Like, and I could see some opportunities to bold.
Okay, cool.
Or just okay. Underline something. Yeah.
Totally fine. Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'm going to do that then. I always have a hard time, you know, with that marketing messaging, but I don't know. I feel good about it this time, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I did have another question for you. Oh, a little frustrating, but so I don't have a babysitter next week. So yes, I was thinking about doing my webinar live because since I didn't have that many people in the challenge, I was like, okay, I'll just do this little mini webinar to just get more people in and, you know, get more people into the funnel and excited. So I was like, okay, I'll just do this live webinar. Well, since I don't have the babysitter anymore, I'm thinking I'm going to have to record it.
Yeah.
Is that a big deal if it's recorded? I mean, is that like people don't, you know, like that?
Okay. I actually have comments on the micro webinar too. So I'll share that after this. But when we were in Ethiopia, my favorite webinar ever, maybe now it's my second favorite, but actually, no, maybe it's my top favorite because it had better results. But when we were in Ethiopia the first time, it was chaos. And we're not doing that again. What's our new backup plan for backup plan if internet goes out or anything comes up? And we recorded our webinar. And I had told people that it was going to be live. And I was showing up there live, like regardless, but just in case we needed a backup plan. So I recorded it. I had fun with it. I put music over it. I moved my face around like it was on different places in the slides. I had a ton of fun with it. And people loved it. And I loved it. I could have added captions to it as well. That would be like my follow-up lesson learned takeaway. Because okay. With the music and with everything, the dynamic experience, captions would have helped. And I still showed up live and I chatted like crazy in the chat.
Okay. Okay. That's
an option too. Yeah.
Okay. Huh. I never thought of that. Did you use Zoom?
We use Demio.
Demio. Okay.
Yep.
I'll have to check that out.
We use Demio when we are doing webinars now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Demio. Okay.
Yep.
I'm also having problems with like Zoom. When I pull up slides, it won't show my picture in the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal with that is, but I can't figure that out. So I need to use something else. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check that out. Okay. Definitely. But you think it's okay to record it? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's totally okay. Especially if you're honest with people. Like, hey, I'm here. And what we did is that at the start, when people were showing up in the webinar, said we're going to get started in a few minutes. And I just want to let you know, here's how this webinar is going to go down. It's going to be completely different than any other workshop you've been on. And here's why, and here's how. And we just shared backup.
Okay.
We want to have backup plans. And I'm going to be on live, but in case I go down, this is going to keep going. And Shay will be here. You know, we've got the team will be here. So we just shared with people. So you could do the same thing. Like, I'm going to be here in the comments.
Okay.
Because of what is the world right now? My babysitter is unavailable. So I've got the kids hanging out with me. And, you know, if the kids are hanging out and you come back on live at the end after hanging out in the comments, that's super cool too.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. That makes me feel better about it. Cause I was like, I really wanted to show up for people, but there's just no way, you know, I have a screaming toddler in the background. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I totally get it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. But you think that the sales page is good. And do you have any tips for like doing a mini webinar?
Yeah. So are you thinking this live then recorded webinar will be the mini? Okay. So the mini webinars, I actually don't do the mini webinars live. We just let people watch them. So it's mini workshop, and I keep those under 20 minutes.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for a webinar that is 30 to 40 minutes in that window of time, like where it's the live, more traditional webinar experience, you know, that's interesting because things certainly have to be cut, right? If we're going from 90 minutes to 30 to 40 minutes. So the two key areas, let's say three key areas where I cut are in the about and the setting up section.
Okay.
I spend a whole lot less time on, you know, here's why you should trust me. Here's everything I've ever done that is awesome.
Yeah.
And I just built, you know, work to build that credibility throughout the workshop. Share a little bit, like, hey, for those, you know, if we don't know each other too well yet, we're just getting to know each other. Here are a few things. And then I cut down on each section just a little bit. So instead of having 10 slides for one section, 3 or 4.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And then what about like, inserting testimonials or anything like that?
Yes. Definitely. Insert testimonials throughout. Don't wait until the end of the webinar to mention testimonials. So let's say if you've got 4 steps or if it's a process that you're reviewing.
I have three steps.
Okay. Perfect. 3 steps. It might include, what is the step? What do you need to think about when you get in action at this step? Here's how you're going to think about implementing it or integrating this in your life. Or, you know, maybe like, here's one thing to focus on. And here's what so-and-so has to say about a testimonial.
Okay. That's really good. Okay. That's interesting. I like it. All right. And then at the end, the like sales part of it, just put it out there, say it's available. We'd love to have you. Like, don't go into any specifics, or do I need to?
I go into specifics. Definitely. Okay. So you'll probably want to get to this at the 25 to 30 minute mark if you're going to end at 40. Or you could start at like 30 and then continue through as long as you want and need to, 35. Okay. But I would, Harley hates the about section of webinars. Press based on the rest of the webinar. What's going on here? Yeah. You have 60 minutes webinar, 20 minutes about you. Exactly. Like, what is this thing actually starting?
Yeah.
That's why they're 90 minutes long. Like, we generally start on time by, you know, 7 to 8 minutes in. Ideally, we're done with the about and we've turned to the core content.
Okay.
And then lastly, on the sales section. So if you've got those steps, do those steps tie to what you're going to be doing in the membership together?
Yes, they do. So like they're my main overarching like component for the membership.
So here's what you want. You want to share, like, these are the steps that we just walked through. And at this point, here's what you can accomplish on your own. And you're ready to go on X, Y, and Z. However, what I would say around planning, right, is how many of us have built plans before? right? Yeah, we've all built plans. Okay. Where does that get it? And how are you doing? We really want to do something different in terms of our implementation. This now, so shaping that. Okay, yes, these are the steps. I've got these, but there's more. Like, how can I get more support? How can I actually get XYZ result that I'm working towards? And that's your transition to say, these are the steps we cover and more. And we go deeper in these ways in our program.
Got it. Okay.
And I want to introduce you and invite you to be a part of this community. And then you can step into what it is.
Nice. Yeah. And then do I need to say, like, this is what you get every month, or do I just let them go to the page and do that?
Yeah, I would definitely say, give examples, like, this is what we're going to do every month. This is what, this is everything that's included. I would probably put, like, the value of all of this, like, this is everything.
Oh, okay. Even this in, like, the mini webinar. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So cut the about. Sprinkle in testimonials, okay? Make sure to transition it from, like, this is what you could do on your own, but you can do this with us, okay?
Yeah.
And then list it all out. Okay,
yep.
Cool. Got it. Okay, I think I'm good. Yeah, I feel good about it.
I'm so excited.
So I'm just going to funnel people in from my list and from Facebook, just like I did before.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Perfect. Oh my gosh. Okay. I love it.
Thank you.
Builds upon the next. Yes, absolutely. So good. And Shai said, do we have to do the about me? You just skip it all together. You cringe when you have to sit through it. Exactly. Especially when it's on and on and on and on. I love listening to a short about. And I'm like, wait, what are we still talking? Wait, we haven't started yet. Like, I'm okay with a couple of sentences, especially if it's a nugget or two, if I'm new to the person and it's, oh, that's interesting. Or, oh yeah, that's pretty unique. Or, oh, that's how they got from here to there. Right. A couple of things. But I used to have, like, here's where you've seen me. And what is all this? I've taken all of that out. Gone. Goodbye. It's on my website. I have someone, an Australian mentor, and he picks on us. He's like, you Americans, you talk about yourself so much. Like, just what are the results we're going to get? Like, let's move on to that a lot faster. Yeah. Yeah. A slide, two slides. And the third slide I have, that's my about, I think I have, like, me, I run a couple companies. Here, freedom was my goal. Now I'm back in Chicago. Now I'm living in Africa was the old prior. And then I'd move to family is a core value. This is my, like, a couple of personal details just for fun and to connect on a personal level. And then I go to, these are the results that we're talking about you getting. And I show our revenue slide. And even though, right, revenue has grown every year steadily, not like, it's not like night and day, but steadily things have grown. And even when I had migraines, even when I was having babies, even when all these other things, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to help you get steady growth no matter what's going on. Let's move into it. So,
and I like that. And I just put, like, one simple sentence on each slide. Yeah. I didn't want to, like, list. Is that okay? Does that? Yes. Okay.
And that may mean you have more slides, but you're moving through them a lot faster and you're visually keeping me engaged.
Okay. Okay, cool. Good.
Yeah, totally. I love that. Yeah. The more you talk about yourself, the less I know I can trust you. Right? Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. Past a certain length of time. I know so much. Yeah. Tell some story, like a story is good, something, yeah, to engage and connect, but then a long list of credentials and yeah, which I think that some of that need to highlight credentials or like, here's my experience, here's my expertise came from, like, I got to make sure, you know, I can support you and serve you. It's a little bit more, let me prove that I've got you and I've got this, but we're going to prove that you've got them and that I've got you because I'm going to show you, like, I'm going to walk you through a plan. We're going to get in action together here today. Yeah. Yeah. The more they talk about themselves, start looking like one of those side. Yes. Exactly. I can't even do the look, but I know the one you're talking about. I'm sure I can. Yeah, that was good. Oh, so good. Oh, I love it. All right. What's the best must check out marketing book or Audible? Ooh, you love marketing. I know. I love marketing too. Ooh, Harley shared. That is a good one. I want to go grab that actually. The Most Human Company Wins. You know, this is a cheesy book. When I think of, like, immediately when I read your question, I think of the book Cashvertising. And there's a Cashvertising like course that you can buy, not a course. It's just a simple book. And it talks about old school digital or old school marketing strategies that still apply so much when we show up in marketing. Actually, that's a great book when you were talking about, yes, that's the one. When you were talking about, like, where should I put things and why should I put them there? One of the hacks that I learned in that book actually is, it's a classic. Yes, Denora, it's so good. Is that, like, the text under a picture is some of the most read text in a magazine, in a newspaper, in, I'm sure, online. And so the picture and then the text. And that will get into some of those things that you were talking about. Placement. Yes, that's a good one. So good. Oh, yeah. Bye, Harley. Love connecting. We'll be back. We'll be back. Open studios all week. Except I might take a little break next week and only have two so that I can get some implementation in. I gotta block a little time. I'm so motivated after our virtual retreat now. Oh, good. You downloaded Audible. Yes. So we might have two next week. Oh, that's probably a good idea too, because is next week? Oh no, next week. Yeah, next week. Next week is the week I'm off half day, most day on Friday, because we're driving to a cabin for my husband's birthday. So, yes, we'll get away. It's doing something.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
Yes, please.
Sorry. No, okay, so I'm trying to build out, like, the welcome onboarding a little bit too. Yes. And so I've got the stuff within the membership that's like welcome video, how to navigate, all your first steps, all that kind of thing. Yeah. And I'm going to have the email sequence also that's like, you know, welcome, here's what you need to do, all that stuff, Facebook community. So do I need to have like a welcome video that's like a live interacting, like chat with them when they come in? Or like, how can I actually like personalize it more? Yeah. And like welcome them. Yeah.
I would start with a video. I think that's okay. Great. Like, hey, welcome. We're actually going to do that in our new layout as well. Here's what it's all about. Dive in. Glad you're here. Like, here's what you're going to get, results. And then taking people through the, how do you show up in this program? If there's an initial piece of content you want to move people through. But yeah, I'd start with a welcome video. I'd also start with a welcome email.
Yeah. Okay. So that's part of my sequence. So I've got those. So I have the video like recorded in the hub, but so do I need to do something live for them? You know, like kind of how you do this for us, like an onboarding call?
Not necessarily. That's interesting too. I want to set up our onboarding so streamlined that people don't need the call. And then we'll still host calls, especially at our key launch seasons. Right, in our key enrollment seasons, but I want to set it up so well that people, and then what we're also likely going to do, I've got to finish mapping this out. Shay and I walked through some stuff last week. It was funny because I've been thinking about it forever. And then Shay and I hopped on the line. I'm like, all right, here's what I'm thinking. She's like, oh yeah, tweak that, move that over here. Done. And then we're done. but we've got to run it by Malia. And what I'm thinking that we'll do is we'll have sort of the onboarding conversation. Micro videos. Here's what Speed Masterminding is, right? So we'll have the how to navigate the program, but then I'm also going to have a little mini course on how to set yourself up for success and step into implementation mode to increase results, to show up over and over again, right? Intentionally, mindfully on the right things. So there'll be a mini course around that. And then once the mini course is completed, then you will get the invite to book your kickoff call and join the group.
Okay.
And I'm also going to give people a a sort of template and a structure for introducing yourself in the group. So that, like, what do I say when I get in there? What should I do? This is what, like, we need to get to know you. So
we're gonna I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just automate the majority of the process, but then, like, have some kind of, like, anchoring moment where they're like, okay, this is where I actually get to talk to her and solidify everything. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and maybe it's not a kickoff call. Maybe it's hop in the group and post this thing that I did and this action step that I took, or what I'm focused on, the goal I'm bringing to life.
Okay.
You could even get creative with it. There was a season, and sometimes we bring it back, where we invited people to do a drawing as they introduce themselves. So to draw, give some guidance around drawing something and then posting some context around it. And then it's a conversation starter. Oh my gosh, you're an incredible artist. Oh, I've got three kids too. I see your kids, you know. So what are these things? So it could be creative. And there was something yesterday. Oh, it could be like draw your monster. Like, it depends on if it aligns with the messaging.
I like that. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, picture. So there's a lot. You can get creative with it to guide people. Cool. So it doesn't necessarily have to be one-on-one time either.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So good. Okay, guys. Woo. Anything else before we wrap? I'm going to play our last 56 seconds of Whitney. Whoop, whoop. Oh, boy. Before... Oh, Francis, no problem. You got a lot shaken. It's just nice having you here. And I know that when I participate in activities, events, I'm just osmosis, getting it, and I come back to it. I got to come back to things a few times anyway sometimes. So. Ah, the most human company wins. I'm going to see if that's in my library. I've got my library apps loaded, so I try and reduce my, well, I still spend plenty on books. I just try and balance it out a little bit. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, that was a fast 59 seconds. Or 56 seconds. Okay. Nope. Marketing Rebellion, not in that library. I've got three online libraries to check. I load up. Oh, perfect. Barnes & Noble is the only store you're really need. The addiction is real. Yes. Oh, that's so good. Barnes & Noble is trouble for all of us. If we all go in, the kids need, oh, goodness. I love it. Oh my gosh. And I love you all. Francis, are you typing to us? Yeah, you love, you got in on that. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, let's give me something else here. Oh, these are all slower on this track. Well, I'm going to go with it.
So speaking of books, if I can, I got introduced to something called Readwise. And they have a free version, and then their subscriptions are not that much. But you can link up your Audible, your Kindle, Instapaper, Pocket, Medium. So when you highlight, all the highlights go in. And so I have mine syncing to Notion. And so within Notion, I can open up a book or an article, and I can see all the different notes that I've highlighted and pull nuggets out and highlight within. You can do it within Readwise. Readwise, you can pick the frequency, but they'll email you snippets of different books so that, like, you can revisit these. It's pretty darn cool. And I've been doing most of my books on Kindle because I just don't have room for actual books. But I was doing all my business books because I like to highlight. Well, now I'm getting them all on Kindle or converting them to Kindle, even though I have a physical book, so that all my notes are in Readwise and they're right there and I don't have to go thumbing through a book like Essentialism. I mean, I have so much of that book highlighted, or the one thing, and highlighted between the Kindle and the physical. So it's just a really awesome alternative if you like to highlight books.
That is amazing.
Because then you don't lose all those highlights.
Yeah.
It's slick.
I love that. I'm going to have to check this out. Readwise.
So Readwise.
Okay, cool. Highlight notes, yeah. Books in one sentence. That's so great. And it's synced up with Notion. Brittany will also be drooling over this.
If she doesn't know it already, because she's, uses Notion like me.
That's so amazing.
I'm obsessed with Notion.
I know. You got to do it fast.
The only thing I don't do in it,
good luck.
I don't write in it. Bye. I don't write in it because it's organized in blocks. And so I do a lot of my iPad and my phone. And so if I want to edit or take it and say, put it into Notes or put it into Evernote to really edit, you can't grab it all from on the iPad or the iPhone, yeah, or the phone. So you can highlight everything on the computer and copy it into another format, but you can't. So I need something like for writing purposes that's easy to edit. And so I've been playing with paper, Dropbox paper.
Ooh.
Because that way I don't need internet. My thing is, like, I'm going on vacation in a week. There's no internet. There's barely cell service. So unfortunately, I won't be able to use Notion, which makes me mad.
Yeah.
That's why I have so much in Evernote still, is because everything's offline.
Yeah. Is Dropbox
and that's why,
like, oh, I think I looked at this too.
And it's not bad. You can create templates, which is great. So I'm creating a template for newsletters.
Oh yeah, it's pretty slick. There are so many options out there in this space right now.
Yeah. And so I'm hoping that they start to integrate more with Dropbox itself, because I save everything into Dropbox. This way I don't have to worry that I didn't save that Google Doc or my Word doc. Well, like, see, Word is all on my computer, which is another reason I like it, is it's always on my computer and I never have to worry about downloading anything. Because normally we're traveling 8-9 times a year, and then I go out to my summer house, there's no internet, I want all my stuff available to me at all times. Now I know that the project management software, almost none of them are offline.
Yeah.
But I know Notion is working on that. That's like one of their biggest requests. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And next week is National Simplify Your Life Week. Oh, so I'm going to do a newsletter to my list tomorrow, which I haven't done in months, ever since Memorial Day, like that week before when everything blew up. So I'm going to get back into it. And I'm probably doing at least 3 emails next week all about that, because I've just, like, it spews out of me.
All aligned. Oh, that's so good.
And like 2 or 3 people talked to me today about that digital declutter challenge I did, and they asked about it, and I said I'm actually making it a mini course that'll be like $29 with videos, videos to walk through how to do things. Like, I'll actually show you on the screen, yeah, like how to do certain things, and so, you know, it'll be like a $29 course.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And go through any module you want, and yeah.
Yep, that's beautiful. Ooh, you're on a roll.
I'm working on it.
Keep it going.
Shai, where do you live? You said you moved to the Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest.
Islands, I mean, where?
I'm 40 minutes south of Seattle.
Well, what city are you in?
Olympia.